Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Yoga Center on this fine Sunday morning. Let's chant Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Dev. Sharada Mama, Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna, Sharada, Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Dev. Sharada Mama, Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna Sharada Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna Ramakrishna Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna Ramakrishna Jai Guru Dev. Sharada Mama Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna Sharada Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna Ramakrishna Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna Ramakrishna Jai Guru Dev. Sharada Mama Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna Charita Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna Ramakrishna Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna Ramakrishna Jai Guru Dev. Sharada Mama Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna Charita Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna Ramakrishna Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Dev. Sharada Mama, Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna, Sharada, Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Dev. Sharada Mama, Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna, Sharada, Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Dev. Sharada Mama, Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna, Sharada, Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna, Ramakrishna, Jai Guru Dev. Sharada Mama, Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna Sharada Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna Ramakrishna Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna Ramakrishna Jai Guru Dev. Sharada Mama Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna Sharada Jai Guru Dev. Sharada Mama Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna Sharada Jai Guru Dev. Sharada Mama Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna Sharada Jai Guru Dev. Sharada Mama Jai Guru Dev. Ramakrishna Sharada Jai Guru Dev.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Sunday morning celebration. It's nice to see you all. We come together on Sunday mornings to worship the Lord of our hearts. A lot of different paths, a lot of different ways to do that, and we come together to celebrate that. So we like to begin with a prayer, if you'll join me, please. Dear friend, beloved Lord, this is your spiritual world. We are all your spiritual children. Be with us this morning. May we worship you with clear minds and open hearts. Make us whole where we are broken. Bring us light where we have darkness. May we delight in your constant goodness. And ever pleasant present blessings. Bless us that we may find you and treasure each other. And may we be open to the love that you have for us. Let me always feel your presence in every atom of my life. May I keep surrendering until I am utterly transparent. Let our words be rooted in honesty and thoughts coming from your light. And bless your children, Lord, with kindness and nurturing love. And bless all who serve at the Yoga Center, Spiritual World Society, and Palomar Mountain Project. And all who come through these doors. And may your blessings be with Guruji. That your spirit fill him fully, freely, and sweetly.
Who tells me thou art dark, O my Mother Divine? Who tells me thou art dark, O my Mother Divine? Thousands of suns and moons from thy body do shine. Thousands of suns and moons from thy body do shine. Who tells me thou art dark, O my Mother Divine? Who tells me thou art dark, O my Mother Divine? Thousands of suns and moons from thy body do shine. Thousands of suns and moons from thy body do shine. Who tells me thou art dark, O my Mother Divine? Who tells me thou art dark, O my Mother Divine? Thousands of suns and moons from thy body do shine. Thousands of suns and moons from thy body do shine. Who tells me thou art dark, O Mother Divine? Who tells me thou art dark, O my Mother Divine? Thousands of suns and moons from thy body do shine. Thousands of suns and moons from thy body do shine. Who tells me thou art dark, O my Mother Divine? Who tells me thou art dark, O my Mother Divine? Thousands of suns and moons from thy body do shine. Thousands of suns and moons from thy body do shine. Who tells me thou art dark, O my Mother Divine? Who tells me thou art dark, O my Mother Divine? Thousands of suns and moons from thy body do shine. Thousands of suns and moons from thy body do shine. Who tells me thou art dark, O my Mother Divine? Who tells me thou art dark, O my Mother Divine? Thousands of suns and moons from thy body do shine. Thousands of suns and moons from thy body do shine. Who tells me thou art dark, O my Mother Divine? Who tells me thou art dark, O my Mother Divine? Thousands of suns and moons from thy body do shine. Thousands of suns and moons from thy body do shine. Who tells me thou art dark, O my Mother Divine? Who tells me thou art dark, O my Mother Divine? Who tells me thou art dark, O my Mother Divine? Who tells me thou art dark, O my Mother Divine?
Who tells me thou art dark, O my mother divine? Who tells me thou art dark, O my mother divine?
Jai. There's some kind of realization in that chant, if you think about it. It was probably written by somebody who wrote it before space travel. And yet they had the internal knowledge, the internal experience of knowing that there were thousands of suns and thousands of moons out in space. Pretty remarkable. We now pick up our form, real yellow things here, and say an affirmation together. It's down toward the bottom of the first page. The Spiritual World Society is a gathering of spiritually minded people who are just trying to find some answers and enjoy each other's company on Sunday mornings. And we have ideals that were given down by Ramakrishna, taken from his teachings. And there's 30-something of them. We have a brochure available in the office or in the foyer if you want one. And so we say one every week and think about it and then try to remember it during the week. And focus on it for a little while and let that ideal work in your own life. So let's say it together. Religion must be dynamic. There is no end to God realization. No matter what you have realized, there is something more. Kind of keeps you humble that way.
Oh, when will dawn the blessed day? Oh, when will dawn the blessed day? When tears of joy flow from my eyes, when tears of joy flow from my eyes, as I repeat God's holy name, as I repeat God's holy name. Oh, when will dawn the blessed day? Oh, when will dawn the blessed day? When all my cravings for the world, when all my cravings for the world will vanish straightway from my heart, will vanish straightway from my heart. Oh, when will dawn the blessed day? Oh, when will dawn the blessed day? When tears of joy flow from my eyes, when tears of joy flow from my eyes, as I repeat God's holy name, as I repeat God's holy name. Oh, when will dawn the blessed day? Oh, when will dawn the blessed day? When all my cravings for the world, when all my cravings for the world will vanish straightway from my heart, will vanish straightway from my heart. Oh, when will dawn the blessed day? Oh, when will dawn the blessed day? When tears of joy flow from my eyes, when tears of joy flow from my eyes, as I repeat God's holy name, as I repeat God's holy name. Oh, when will dawn the blessed day? Oh, when will dawn the blessed day? When all my cravings for the world, when all my cravings for the world will vanish straightway from my heart, will vanish straightway from my heart. Oh, when will dawn the blessed day? Oh, when will dawn the blessed day? When tears of joy flow from my eyes, when tears of joy flow from my eyes, as I repeat God's holy name, as I repeat God's holy name. Oh, when will dawn the blessed day? Oh, when will dawn the blessed day? When all my cravings for the world, when all my cravings for the world will vanish straightway from my heart, 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 will vanish straightway from my heart.
Listen to my soul song. Listen to my heart song. Listen to my soul song. Listen to my heart song. In secret in my soul, I will gather blossoms for thee. In secret in my soul, I will gather blossoms for thee, dipping them in devotion, I will lay them at thy feet. Dipping them in devotion, I will lay them at thy feet. Listen to my soul song. Listen to my heart song. Listen to my soul song. Listen to my heart song. In secret in my soul, I will gather blossoms for thee. In secret in my soul, I will gather blossoms for thee, dipping them in devotion, I will lay them at thy feet. Dipping them in devotion, I will lay them at thy feet. Listen to my soul song. Listen to my heart song. Listen to my soul song. Listen to my heart song. In secret in my soul, I will gather blossoms for thee. In secret in my soul, I will gather blossoms for thee, dipping them in devotion, I will lay them at thy feet. Dipping them in devotion, I will lay them at thy feet. Listen to my soul song. Listen to my heart song. Listen to my soul song. Listen to my heart song. In secret in my soul, I will gather blossoms for thee. In secret in my soul,
I will gather blossoms for thee, dipping them in devotion. I will lay them at thy feet, dipping them in devotion. I will lay them at thy feet. Listen to my soul song, listen to my heart song, listen to my soul song, listen to my heart song, listen to my soul song, listen to my heart song, listen to my soul song, listen to my heart song, listen to my soul song, listen to my heart song, listen to my soul song, listen to my heart song.
Now we'll do a scripture reading, two scripture readings, maybe. This is from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, verse 29 and 30. It's talking about a person who practices yoga. His mind being harmonized by yoga, he sees himself in all beings and all beings in himself. He sees the same in all. Commentary says, separateness is not for him who has progressed in high in yoga. The distinction between the high and the low, the angel and the humble creature, vanishes from his mind. He sees the same divinity in all. In his intuition, the self in him is the self in all, and the self in all is the self in him. The individualized selves do merge into one universal self. This is his realization. Ramakrishna says, assuming individuality to oneself is like putting a dam in a portion of the Ganga River and claiming the little water in it as one's own. And then verse 30 says, he who sees me everywhere and sees it all in me, he never becomes lost to me, nor do I become lost to him. The commentary says, after realizing the unity of all beings, the yogi further realizes that it is the Paramatma, the soul, the great soul, that manifests himself as the multitudinous beings at all levels. The one, capital O, one, appearing as the many is not merely the yogi's imagination. It is the eternal sport of the Lord. He and his manifestations are interrelated as the ocean and the waves on it. He is therefore not lost to the Lord, and the Lord is not lost to him. And Ramakrishna says, sweetmeats in the shape of various animals, birds, and men are made from the same stuff, sugar. Likewise, it is the Sat-Chit-Ananda that has assumed the forms of the sentient and insentient in the universe. And then from the Gospel of Ramakrishna, this couple of paragraphs here from the festival at Surrender's house, page 453. There's a gathering of devotees there, and the devotee says, the English people always exhort to us to be active. Isn't action the aim of life then? The master says, the aim of life is to the attainment of God. Work is only a preliminary step. It can never be the end. Even unselfish work is only a means. It is not the end. Shambhu Malik once said to me, please bless me, sir, that I may spend all my money for the good purposes, such as building hospitals and dispensaries, making roads and digging wells. I said to him, "It would be good if you can do these things in the spirit of detachment, but that is very difficult. Whatever you may do, you must always remember that the aim of this life of yours is the attainment of God and not the building of hospitals and dispensaries. Suppose God appeared before you and said to you, 'Accept a boon from me.' Would you then ask him, 'Oh God, build me some hospitals and dispensaries?' Or would you rather not pray to him, 'Oh God, may I have pure love at your lotus feet. May I have your uninterrupted vision.' Hospitals, dispensaries, and all such things are unreal. God alone is real, and all else is unreal. Furthermore, after realizing God, one feels that he alone is the doer, and we are but his instruments. Then why should we forget him and destroy ourselves by being involved in too many activities? After realizing him, one may, through his grace, become his instrument in building many hospitals and dispensaries. Therefore, I say again, that work is only the first step. It can never be the goal of life. Devote yourself to spiritual practice and go forward. Through practice, you will advance more and more in the path of God. At last, you will come to know that God alone is real and all else illusory. And that is the goal of life, the attainment of God." Page 453. It goes on from there to talk about the story many of you know about the woodcutter going deeper into the forest. We'll chant Om three times. Chanting Om three times helps us to harmonize the body, mind, and inner self. That's the goal of it. We just chant it and just sense what's happening. Inhale. So I've noticed that I'm a tad out of sorts, I have to admit. I don't know exactly, but I'm going to blame it on my grandchildren. They're visiting. And, you know, we're not used to having them around all the time. And they're just absolutely adorable and wonderful. Grandparents know how incredible their grandchildren are. You know, you have to watch them. You know, like they don't eat their pancake and they give it to the dog kind of stuff. So anyway, it's been an interesting 24 hours so far, or actually like 8 or 12 hours. But anyway, we're delighted they're here. Josh and his family are with us. Okay, so this morning talk, polishing the mirror, or at least let's wipe the dust away. In life, this is the title, in life, things happen around us and things happen to us. But what matters is what happens inside of us. And that's kind of the theme. And it was stimulated by something I read actually on an Islam site, a story about a daughter who came to her father complaining that her life was miserable and that she didn't know what she was going to do or how she could make it. She was tired of fighting and struggling all the time. It just seemed as one problem was solved, another one soon followed. It sounded familiar. Her father was a chef, and he took her into the kitchen, and he filled three pots with water and placed each one on a high fire. Once the three pots began to boil, he placed potatoes in one pot, eggs in a second pot, and coffee beans in a third pot. He then let them sit and boil without saying a word to his daughter, who was kind of sitting there like, "What?" She moaned impatiently and waited, wondering what he was going to do. But after 20 minutes, he turned off the burners. He took the potatoes out of the pot and put them in a bowl, took the eggs out, put them in a bowl, and then he ladled some of the coffee out and placed it in a cup. And turning to her, he said, "What do you see?" And she said, "Potatoes, eggs, and coffee." And he said, "Look closer." And so she looked closer and she said, "Potatoes, eggs, and coffee." And he said, "Okay, touch the potatoes." And so she touched them. And he said, what do you notice? And she said, "They're soft." And I said, "Okay, now take an egg." And she took out an egg and he said, "What do you notice?" And she practice that it's hard. And she said, right. He said, now sip the coffee. And she sipped the coffee. And a smile came to her face, as with what happens when you drink coffee. So then she said, Father, what does this mean? And he said, the potato went in strong and came out soft. The egg went in fragile and came out hard. But the coffee went in as hard beans and transformed the water. So, my daughter, what are you going to do when adversity comes to you? The same adversity came to all three of these things, hot water, and that made them into different things. How is adversity going to affect you? Are you going to become a soft potato or a hard-boiled egg or some delicious coffee in your life? I love that story. So in this world of action, we find that our actions, everything that we're doing, is polishing some part of us. We're either polishing our ego or we're polishing some other part of us. We're either wearing away the part that's keeping the shine off of our mirror, or we're putting more dust on the mirror by what we're doing. So are we becoming more egotistical or egoistic, more opinionated, more smug? A lot of words could go there. Or more surrendered, humble and grateful. So if we truly spend some time in introspection, we can find what our momentums are. We can actually discover our own momentums. That's the beginning of understanding the deeper sense of who we are. Is spend some time, be quiet, and look at how things affect us. It takes sincerity, because there's going to be a lot of reasons that we don't want to keep looking at ourselves. It's going to take courage, because there's a lot of stuff in there that we don't want to identify with. It's really part of who we've become. And, you know, I didn't know that I was such a brat or such a whatever. We'll have a day one time when we'll just list all those things. But when we can see all that and begin to shine off, you know, shine with what's really there, or let go of the things that aren't there, get rid of some of the dust, that's when we can connect with our soul. Polishing the mirror is when we choose our higher self over our lower self, when we choose selflessness over selfishness. And it's the act of polishing is when we do our practices, and we're all practicing something all the time. It's one way of polishing the mirror is to do any of the yogas. It's working on our character. That's polishing the mirror, is when we do character work. Remember, it's when we do character work on ourselves, not character work on other people. I found that it's easy to do character work on other people. So I've told this story before, but I thought I'd say it again. Some of you may not have heard it. Many years ago, in the early 1970s, my dad, my parents bought a bar restaurant combination, and I was with them at the time, helping with my dad, and I was swept into this experience of working at this bar restaurant, which was open from six. The coffee shop was open 6 a.m. until 2 a.m. The restaurant was open from noon until 2 a.m. The bar was open from 10 a.m. until 2. It was a lot of things going on there, and I was the owner's son. I had no skill. Other than being the owner's son, I was good at that probably, and so I would go to work, and my job, you know, I'd had jobs like busboy or this and that, and I was happy with that because I knew that I really had no skill. There was no reason for me to be there, other than they wanted me there, and so I was sitting up in the office one day, being completely unproductive. And my dad said, why don't you wash this hallway? And the hallway was, there were stairs that were in between the dining room, the main dining room, and the coffee shop. There was a stairway that went up about, I don't know, 12 or 15 stairs. There was a landing, and that's where the office was. And so this hallway was a big, long hallway going upstairs. And he said, why don't you wash that hallway and the walls? And I thought, what? Moi? The owner's son? I mean, we have hired help for that. Anyway, so I went and got, I went, this is true, this is, I'm trying to give you my attitude at the time. So I went all right, you know, and I was 20 so. So I went downstairs and I went in the kitchen and I got a bucket and filled it up with some soapy water and then looked at the stairs and thought, how am I going to do that? And so I went and got a ladder and I put the ladder on the landing and down four stairs with books on it so I could balance the ladder. And as I'm doing it, I'm thinking, I'm probably going to fall and hurt myself and it's going to be their fault because he asked me, it'll serve him right for making me do this menial task. You know, so grumble, grumble, grunt, grumble, and grumpy up the ladder. And I take some soap and I start to wash it, and it doesn't do anything because there had been years of soot from these cooking from it was a steak and lobster house, so it had all this smoke going on. Plus, it was still the time when people would smoke in a restaurant, so it had smoke and it had soot, and it just smeared the dirt. And I just looked at it. I have just made this worse than it was. It was just impossibly bad. So I went back down, took my bucket, mad, you know, tried to fall off the ladder but couldn't, and slosh, slosh, slosh. Anyway, made it back in the kitchen, poured out the water, got a spray bottle that was grease cleaner stuff, and went there armed with that and some rags, and went back up the ladder and started wiping, and it started to clear, and you could see that it was. There was a nice colored wall underneath it, actually. You know, it wasn't gray. It was and streaky. It was something else. And as I was doing that, I realized that I had been that who am I to be grumpy about doing a task? And I'm a hired hand. You know, what am I doing being grumpy? And so as I was wiping, I started to say, I'm an idiot. You know, I don't need to be grumpy. This is just as good as doing anything else during the day. And I'm wiping and I'm wiping. And as I'm wiping, I'm releasing all of my feelings of, self-righteousness, entitlement, anger, frustration, whatever those things are. They just started to go as I wiped. And I started vigorously going, wow, this is really cool, you know. I'm feeling really good, you know. And so it worked. I cleaned that hallway. It was the brightest spot in the restaurant. And I moved the ladder from step to step successfully without, you know, endangering myself anymore. And my whole attitude, from that moment on, my whole attitude was transformed. And I stood back after, and it took hours. And this wasn't simple. This took hours, like 6 hours to do this whole thing. And tons of rags piled up on the floor that were full of the soot and everything like that. And when I was done, I just looked at it and I felt good about having done it, but I felt better about what it had done to me because it had transformed my experience of what was going on in my life. I realized that I was a bozo and that, I had finally had an experience of disconnecting from my momentums of being whoever I thought I was at the time, which wasn't, you know, it was just made up of things people told me and this and that. So I feel like that was grace that happened. And that's another way that the mirror gets polished is by grace. It's not only through us having to dust it. It's also that grace can happen. And if we open to it, if we just participate in life and we're open to it by grace, maybe we'll have a transcendental experience that'll help us understand more of what's really going on and who we really are and who we're really not. So there's a book that Baba Ram Dass wrote called Polishing the Mirror, and the subtitle, How to Live from Your Spiritual Heart. And this was an important, I thought, paragraph in it. When somebody provokes your anger, the only reason you get angry is because you're holding on to how you think something is supposed to be. I'm entitled. I shouldn't have to do this. You're denying how it is. Then you see it's the expectations of your own mind that are creating your own hell. When you get frustrated because something isn't the way you thought it would be, examine the way you thought, not just the thing that frustrates you. You'll see that a whole lot of your emotional suffering is created by your models of how you think the universe should be and your inability to allow it to be as it is. Isn't that great? That just describes my first 25 years. And I had a great inability to allow it to be as it is. I practiced that, not allowing it be how it is. It was a sadhana of mine. So the key, this is a key. That idea is a key of how we can make great progress in our inward journey by accepting our anger or disappointment or fear. And it happens all the time. It's coming at us. It's coming at some of us every day. Every time we pick up a newspaper, every time we look at the news, there's probably something there that's frustrating to you. Or what you're going like, what? This is the universe I'm living in. I don't accept it. Guess what? That's your problem. You need to resolve it in your own heart. In your own heart. That's where the work will be done. And once we can accept it, then that's where the transformation is going to happen. We can't change it until that happens, probably. So what is the source of the feeling? And then we can change our momentum. And we don't have to think about being a victim anymore. Or we don't have to blame other people anymore. It changes the way that we relate to everything, which changes the karmas. It changes the causes and changes the effects, therefore, of how our life experience is. Have you noticed how sometimes you feel like things just keep coming up in your life? Yeah, I thought that I dealt with that. Here it is again. I continually get frustrated by fill in the blank. This always makes me angry. Well, when you have those kinds of clues from your soul, that's a clue from your soul. It's not saying change that. It's saying change this. That's how we can make it happen. We're finally able to resign our stubbornness or our bullheadedness or our laziness. I should have you guys have pen and paper and write down your own things about this is me. Stubbornness, bullheadedness, laziness, but I'd like to see your list. Or blockages, let's just call them blockages, that we always put in our own way. And it's like we're going to walk down the road, there's a beautiful lake, but we're going to put a landslide between us and the lake. We do it over and over again. So I thought we'd take 3 minutes, now I'm going to make it 2 minutes, for a meditation moment. And all I want you to do is just think of a time when you were frustrated or angry. That should be easy, right? Should be able to, and just one of them is all you need. So take a minute, recognize a time when you just recently felt frustrated or angry, and then pause. And I'll instruct you further through this guided meditation. Go ahead and sit quietly for a moment. Now calmly think, did the anger or frustration, arise in you due to a desire about how you thought something should be? Poise that question in your mind. And now let's see if we can notice what it feels like if we accept it for it as it is, rather than the way we thought it should be. What does that feel like? Jai. So one of the important things is if we're not able to sit calmly enough to let that experience come before your mind, then we need to just practice some meditation. The Yoga Center is here. It teaches these things every day, many classes. So if it's something that's of value to you, come learn it and practice it. And don't let your silly self say, I don't have time for that. Because as Ramakrishna said, it's the thing that you have time for. It's this time. We are here. That's what the time is for. Okay. In that great book, Polishing the Mirror, which somebody said is a compilation of Ram Dass's greatest teachings. I didn't read the whole thing. I don't know if that's right or not, but I just read that part. But there's a person in there named Rameswar Das. He's a devotee that was from the same guru as Ram Dass. And he says it so beautifully, as the veils of illusion begin to become more transparent, as we recognize the limitation of identifying solely with thoughts and experiences, we begin to reflect a pure state of being. We remove the dust of impurities and attachments from the mirror of the heart-mind, and the light of spirit is reflected. With transparency, the light shines through us and we begin to dwell in a less content-laden, ever-clearer state of awareness. Awareness in the heart flowers into love, compassion, and wisdom. As we clear away the dust, our philosophies, the ideas that we have in our mind, they can become experiences. Instead of thinking about yoga as a philosophy, yoga, harmony, becomes an experience that we live in and know. All of our yoga practices clear away the dust and polish the mirror. At the Yoga Center, Ramakrishnananda has blessed us with an abundance of practices, and he's a mantram guru, and he has taught us all mantras. We teach them in the beginning classes, they're defined as syllables that rescue the mind. So if you find that your mind is where you sense your problems are at, distractions, anything like that, mantram is a great thing to practice. And we just did one in our this last week in our free meditation series that we're offering, a mantra. But this other mantra that I wanted to speak about also, because I looked at many websites in order to try to put the talk together. I like to gather like I told Ananda Moy, like 40 pages of stuff, and then I try to hone it down to 5 or 6. And if it turns out to be 8, I just make the font smaller. So that's why I look like this sometimes. I looked at one site. Let me just see if I can find that one. It's so funny. On one, you type in polish the mirror, and it said, find mirror polishing on eBay. Seriously, we have everything. So I didn't go there. But I did go to a Buddhist website, and the quote from the Buddhist website said, the Buddhist tradition likens the work we need to do to uncover the pure, lustrous being that we actually are to polishing a dirty plate, a bowl, or a mirror. And one of the ways that they do that is by chanting the Heart Sutra. And the Heart Sutra ends with a mantra. It's a mantra many of you may have heard before. It's, I'm going to say it once. It's Gate, Gate, Paragate, Parasamgate, Bodhi Swaha. We're going to say that together in a few minutes after I talk about it. But then I know many of you know the author and wonderful person, Thich Nhat Hanh. Thich Nhat Hanh says that this mantra contains perfect understanding. He says that when you're going to chant the mantra, and I sort of feel like this about yoga practice. I can remember when I first started the Yoga Center having this feeling, and I like to have it more and more and more. He says that when two young people love each other but have not yet said so yet, one may be waiting, both may be waiting for those three very important words. You know what those are. If they're very responsible people, this is coming from the Chinese culture, if they're very responsible people, they probably want to be sure of their feelings and may wait a long time before saying it. Then one day, sitting together in a park when no one else is nearby and everything is quiet, after the two of them have been silent for a long time, one utters these precious words. When the other hears this, they tremble because of such an important statement. When you say something like that with your whole being, not just with your mouth or your intellect, but with your whole being, it can transform you and the world. Those three little words are, I love you, by the way. I figured you knew that. So he's saying this statement has such power of transformation, and that's what a mantra is, if we can say it like that. So I know you all maybe know mantras, but we're going to do this one just for a minute or two. So I'm going to tell you what it means, and then we'll chant it together a couple times. So, Gate, Gate, Paragate, Parasamgate, Bodhi Svaha. Gate means gone. It means gone from the suffering, and gone from and being liberated. It's gone from forgetfulness, from mindfulness. You can just say gone from whatever you think about, gone. And then it's repeated. It's Gate, Gate, gone, gone. Gone from duality. Paragate means gone all the way to the other shore. So this mantra is said to be very strong, gone, gone, gone all the way over to the other shore. Parasamgate, sam means everyone. So it means everyone Gone, gone, everyone is going to the other shore. This is what the Bodhisattva said after realization. And then Bodhi is the light inside, awakening, and Svaha is Yahoo. Woo! So it's basically gone, gone, gone beyond. Everyone is going to the other shore. Everyone's going to the other shore to enlightenment. Yay. Hooray. Okay? So we're chanted a few times together. And the way you do the mantra, you know this probably is, you say it out loud a few times, then we're going to whisper it a few times, then we'll just say it mentally. And I'm going to bring us out after a couple minutes. Okay? If you don't know it, it's not hard to pick it up. It's only a few words. A few Sanskrit words. Ready? Join me if you know it. Join me when you do know it. Gate, gate, pargate, parasamgate, bodhisvaha. Gate, gate, pargate, parasamgate, bodhisvaha. Gate, gate, paragate, parasamgate, bodhisvaha. Gate, gate, paragate, parasamgate, bodhisvaha. Whispering. As you whisper it, try to remember the meaning. Gone, gone beyond. Gone to the other shore. Everyone to the other shore. Amen. Keep whisper chanting it for a few minutes. And as you're saying it, now whispering and mentally saying it, say it as if it's the most precious thing you could say. It means that. And now remembering the meaning, say it a few times mentally. And begin now to whisper it again. And now out loud, gently, Gate, Gate, Paragate, Parasamgate, Bodhisvaha. One more. Gate, Gate, Parasamgate, Bodhisvaha. Very beautiful. Guruji has emphasized in recent talks the importance of bringing our spiritual inner experiences into the outer world to experience the harmony and then let that harmony express. Don't just get up and experience harmony, for example, and then just get up and race out the door and forget all about it. Or love or light, whatever your experience is, let it resonate. Let it reside in you. And let that be what expresses. Let it clear away the dust for you. There's a story about the Chinese and the Byzantines, going back to the year 1000 maybe. So they both were very artistic and did a lot of creativity. And there was a contest one time because this Chinese emperor was approached by the Byzantines and said, "We do the most beautiful art." And then he said, "Well, my people did the most beautiful art." And he said, "Well, let's have a contest." He said, "Okay." So he set up this portico where they were going to paint their most beautiful painting that they could come up with. And they were going to be judged about which one was more beautiful. And we've seen something like this. Some of us went to China 20 years ago or whatever, and it was right before the Olympics was there. And they were busy painting everything and repairing everything because the world was coming and they wanted everyone to see how magnificent the people were. And it was interesting, but it was also very beautiful. And the, The porticos have ceilings that have intricate scenes depicted on them, and they're like painting teeny tiny squares that are different colors, and it was a mosaic of beauty, right? Right. It was just spectacular. Anyway, so this is before that, but they're going to decorate this hallway, portico or whatever, and then see who has the most beautiful one. And so the Byzantines come in lugging all these paints and colors and everything, and the Chinese go in with like a bucket that's hidden kind of, and the king says, the emperor says, that's all you're going to bring? And he says, that's all we're bringing. So anyway, the story goes on that they worked for a couple weeks, and then at one point the Byzantines had finished, and they said, we're finished. And the Chinese said, we're finished too. And the king went, okay. And excuse me, they put a veil between the two sides so that neither side could see what the other side was doing, obviously. So since the Byzantines had finished first, the king examined their side. And truly, said the king, I've never seen such beautiful work. The mastery and skill of color are unmatched by anything I'd ever seen before. And then with kind of a trepidation, he said, let's see what you got, to his Chinese people. And they lifted the veil, and on their side was the most dazzling display of what the Byzantines had done, except brighter, because what they had done was shined a mirror so spectacularly that it captured the light and reflected even more light from outside. So they did the same thing. They just made it more beautiful by just shining it up, by shining the reflection. The storyteller says, the care of the saints in cleansing, polishing, purifying, and clarifying the heart until the true nature of the real shines forth clearly therein with utmost illumination is like the work of the Chinese. We don't have to go attain anything. We just have to shine up what's there. So, the soul, what we discover is the soul. And the soul needs no fanfare, no adornment. It's eternal, and therefore has no attachment. We find out it's pure, and it can't be tainted or stained. And it's painless. It resides in us without fear. That's what we discover. And in the last few minutes, what I want to talk about was, what I've experienced is, when you find people who have this inner shining, they have a dignity of the soul. They express a dignity that isn't seen in everyday meetings with other people. That's my experience. The dignity of the soul, actually I made it an acronym, DOTS, D-O-T-S, dignity of the soul, D-O-T-S. And so they connect the dots. I thought that was so clever. Dignity of the soul, connect the dots. And we can emulate that all day long. Dots, it's easy. We can emulate that all day long just by remembering when we're out in the world, when we go through our daily life, when we feed the dog or water the plants or sit in traffic. That's a good one to practice dignity of the soul in. It's with you. It's not like the soul's abandoned you because you're stuck on the 405. So let's bring it out. Let's remember dignity of the soul. Dots. It's better than being stuck in our personality. So, and if you'd like to have a list of what qualities are that the dignity of the soul represents, then, and I'm going to refer you to them because I don't have time to read them, but refer to chapter 16, verses 1 to 3 in the Gita. Guruji read some of them last time he was here. So connect the dots. Stop feeding the frenzy and connect the dots. And finally, I'll say a couple almost poems that I read. Dear friend, your heart is a polishing mirror. You must wipe it clean with the veil of dust that has gathered upon it, because it is destined to reflect the light of divine secrets. If you could get rid of yourself just once, the secret of secrets would open to you. The face of the unknown, hidden beyond the universe, would appear on the mirror of your perception. And there is a polish for everything, and the polish for the heart is the remembrance of God. Thanks for your time. We're going to do Arati now. Musicians are going to come up and we'll sing a few more songs and worship that way.
Jaya Rama Krishna, Jaya Sharada Devi, Jaya Rama Krishna, Jaya Sharada Devi, Kali Durge Namo Nama, Kali Durge Namo Nama, Kali Durge Namo Nama, Jai Ma Kali Durge Namo Nama, Jaya Rama Krishna, Jaya Sharada Devi, Jaya Rama Krishna, Jaya Sharada Devi, Kali Durge Namo Nama, Kali Durge Namo Nama, Kali Durge Namo Nama, Jai Ma Kali Durge Namo Nama, Jaya Rama Krishna, Jaya Sharada Devi, Jaya Rama Krishna, Jaya Sharada Devi, Kali Durge Namo Nama, Kali Durge Namo Nama, Kali Durge Namo Nama, Jai Ma Kali Durge Namo Nama, Jaya Rama Krishna, Jaya Sharada Devi, Jaya Rama Krishna, Jaya Sharada Devi, Kali Durge Namo Nama, Kali Durge Namo Nama, Kali Durge Namo Nama, Jai Ma Kali Durge Namo Nama, Jaya Rama Krishna, Jaya Sharada Devi, Jaya Rama Krishna, Jaya Sharada Devi, Kali Durge Namo Nama, Kali Durge Namo Nama, Kali Durge Namo Nama, Jai Ma Kali Durge Namo Nama, Jaya Rama Krishna, Jaya Sharada Devi, Jaya Rama Krishna, Jaya Sharada Devi, Kali Durge Namo Nama, Kali Durge Namo Nama, Kali Durge Namo Nama, Jai Ma Kali Durge Namo Nama, Jaya Rama Krishna, Jaya Sharada Devi, Jaya Rama Krishna, Jaya Sharada Devi, Kali Durge namo nama kali durge namo nama kali durge namo nama jai ma 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 kali durge namo nama. Shiva 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 Hare 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 Rama Krishna Hare 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 Sharadama Hare 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 Rama Krishna Hare 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 Sharadama Jaya 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 Rama Krishna Jaya 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 Sharadama Jaya 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 Rama Krishna Jaya 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 Sharadama Hare 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 Rama Krishna Hare 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 Sharadama Hare 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 Rama Krishna Hare 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 Sharadama Jaya 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 Rama Krishna, Jaya 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 Sharadama, Jaya 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 Rama Krishna, Jaya 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 Sharadama, Hare 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 Rama Krishna, Hare 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 Sharadama, Hare 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 Rama Krishna, Hare 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 Sharadama, Jaya 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 Rama Krishna, Jaya 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 Sharadama, Jaya 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 Rama Krishna, Jaya 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 Sharadama, Hare 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 Rama Krishna, Hare 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 Sharadama, Hare 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 Rama Krishna, Hare 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 Sharadama, Jaya 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 Rama Krishna, Jaya 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 Sharadama, Jaya 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 Rama Krishna, Jaya 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 Sharadama, Hare 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 Rama Krishna, Hare 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 Sharadama, Hare 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 Rama Krishna, Hare 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 Sharadama, Jaya 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 Rama Krishna, Jaya 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 Sharadama, Jaya 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 Rama Krishna, Jaya 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 Sharadama, Hare 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 Rama Krishna, Hare 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 Sharadama, Hare 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 Rama Krishna, Hare 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 Sharadama, Jaya 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 Rama Krishna, Jaya 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 Sharadama, Jaya 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 Rama Krishna, Jaya 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 Sharadama, Jaya 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 Sharadama, Jaya 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 Sharadama, Jaya 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 Sharadama, Jaya 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 Sharadama.
That concludes our Sunday morning celebration this morning. We'd like to finish by pronoming. Pronoun is my soul bows to your soul, and you'll find people like to do this with the altar. My soul bows to the altar of the Lord in my heart. So you can do it in the chest, you can do it in front of the forehead, you can do it all the way to the floor if you want to. We'll see various people doing various forms of pronoun. Nice to be with you all. Anande Raho. May we live in divine joy eternally.